We are on Daf, Chof Beis, on the ballot. We're in the middle of the sugya of the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara. Itma Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ishay Mishum Chitzov Reish Lakish Omar Ishay Mishum Amoinai. At Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Chiyuv of Eish is Ki Ilu the Madlik Ha'Eish was Zeirik Ha'Cheitz, and it's considered like Koichoi Shel Hamadlik. Whatever the Eish is doing, we consider Ki Ilu. This is the Koyach of the Madlik, the Cheitz of the Madlik. Reish Lakish Omar Ishay Mishum Amoinai. Reish Lakish says Ishay Mishum Amoinai that the Eish either belongs to the Madlik, or the Eish that he was Madlik is considered his moment, and he's responsible for the actions of his moment. Just like one is Chayev on Shoyroi, that was Mazik, he's Chayev on Ishay, that was Mazik. So the Gemara asked Bereish Lakish, my time alayoma ke Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Reish Lakish want to say like Rabbi Yochanan? Omar loch, chitzov mikoichoi ko'ozli. The achetz goes the koyach of the zoyrek achetz. So that's called koichoi. So that's called koichoi kegufoi. So he's chayev. Hai lav mikoichoi ko'ozli. Here, the even though he was madlik deish, but the hiloch ha'esh is going me'elot, or al-yidei ruach metzuye, but al-koponim, it is not mikoyach hamadlik, it's going on its own accord, so you can't consider this is chitzot. Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo'yoma keresh lokish. Now why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say keresh lokish? Amaloch momoine ispe mamoshe ho lesbe mamoshe. You can't compare Eish to momen hamazik because momoine ispe mamoshe, there is a mamish to the moment that one is chayiv achoy to pay for his mazik. The whole less by mamoshe. Here, there's no mamish. Now, let us see Toisvis. Momoine is by mamoshe. So the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan had said, we can't say that Eish is chay mishum momoinei, momoinei is by mamoshe. Frek Toisvis, Af al gav de boer les bei mamoshe shechivo toiro lahavloi v'loi lachavotoi. So Taisvis is asking a moira de kakasha. Taisvis is asking if we hold that the chiyuv of boer is on the hevel that's created from the boer, is considered a Baal HaBoyer because his Hevel was Mazik and Meimis. So we see Klor, there is a concept of Achiev Momoinoi, he's considered a Baal HaBoyer, and his Bailis is on a Dovo Shein by Mamish. So what is the difference if he says, what is the difference between Hevel and H? Emphatizes the kasha is a mirdike kasha. The problem is that the terutzim we have to understand. So Teisvis first says a teretz, mikol mokein momoinai ke'ein chitzot, shedarkoi leilech ulahazik ispei mamoshes. A moment that heilech umazik ispei mamoshes. So what is Teisvis answering? So, if boyer that's less by mamish is which is a smaller mazik, a shvacher mazik, it's not heilech mazik, and it's so it's tarteler ayus, it's not heilech mazik, and it's less by mamish yechayev al tzbala boyer. So if Eish is heilig mazik, then, so it's a bigger mazik. So then you need a mamish. What is pshat in Teisvis? Perhaps pshat in Teisvis is as follows. There's a Rashbe and daf beis amid beis in Babakameh. The Rashba says as follows, Niskei Boer Hu Chiddush. The whole parsha of Boer is a Chiddush. Shahanizik Bo Lirshusoi Shel Mazik. Snapshot, even, I was Mazik you. You came to me. You were Mazik yourself. You came into my Boer. Shahanizik Bo Lirshusoi Shel Mazik. Avor shal nizikin, but the other nizikin, shema moinoi hoilech umazik. Here, my moment is mazik you. So there, whatever he's speaking about, but that's not a chiddush. So, it could be, that's what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos means to say, that you found the metziah, you found that yechayev you are bala boil, even though the hevel is ain't by mamish. The chiyev of boil is not out. It's a chiddush. It's not pshat. My moment is mazik. It's not my moment is mazik. You were mazik yourself in my moment. The whole boil is a chiddush. So memele, that's a chelik of the chiddush. So even though it's a by mamish, even though you are mazik yourself, that is the chiddush of boyer. But that boyer is the only mechudish tike mazik. All other mazikim which are mazik, which go and are mazik the nizik, there it has to be oilal abbas. So Mamel, that's what Tosfos means to say, all other mazikim, Shein, Regel, Karen, these are mazikim, which are mazik, so then the mazik has to belong to me, it has to be Yeshbei Mamish, so this is my mazik, but Eish, that is not my, it's ain't by Mamish, we can't say this is my mazik, which was mazik you. Bayer is a chiddush. Bayer, you mazik yourself in your chayiv. So, Mamele, we can't compare, since Eish is similar to the mazikim, which are mazik, the nizik, has to be similar to them, that has to be yesh by mamish. That perhaps is the first teretz of Tosfos. Inami. Teretz number two. Boer nami choshev ispei mamoshe. A boer is called ispei mamoshe. Da yedei kriyas haboer. When a person digs a boer, mishtane mamoshesh shel karke, so there's a hishtanus, that means before we had a karke, now we have a boer, vina secholo. So there is such a entity of a boer. So the I'm mechuyev for the hevel that my boyer created. That means that when you dig a boyer, you create the boyer creates hevel, which is meimis and mazik. So there is such a entity of a boyer which creates hevel. So this is my boyer that created hevel. The Biches Avraham says the Kori Bailim al haboyer linya mashe yoitzer haboyer havlo. I created up. These are the peiris. This is the yitzira of my boyer. I created a boyer that creates hevel, which is meimis. So I'm responsible for the hevel, but I'm a baal haboyer. I'm a baal haboyer that creates hevel. So there is an entity. This amamoshes that is mine, that I'm responsible for. I'm a baal haboyer that creates hevel. Mashain kain. Avol mokem hilach shal heves eine mishtane mamoshusoy ela shenase doilek v'seirev. There is no entity over here. There is a doilek v'seirev. So to say, this is mine, I'm responsible for this. There's no entity, it's ein bei mamish. We do not find that the Torah was mechayev, that I'm achroi an adovor she'ein boi mamish. V'im taima, frek taisvitz, m'moine nami les boi mamoshe. This whole yesod that you're saying that momin is boi mamoshe is not true. Kigoin. Tzroyreis beruach shebekanfeyem bereish pirkim. I possess Tanagoylem, and the Tanagoylem were mazik beruach shebekanfeyem. And I have to pay. Nezik Sholem, I pay for this. Vike lesumchis. So here I'm responsible. I'm responsible to pay for the ruach of my town, the Golem. That's also aimed by mamish. V'yeshloima de mikomokim guf hamomim sheposha boy ispe mamoshe. Sheyeshloi lishmer momoinoi shelo yazik loi beruach v'loi b'shum dovo ve'ein shum momoin shelo yeboi mamoshe b'meshe posha. So Taisva says you're looking it at the correct perspective. That means I'm a chuyiv to make sure that my Tarnagel, I'm a chuyiv to watch my Tarnagel. My Tarnagel is a dover sheyesh by mamish. I'm a chuyiv to be shamed by the Tarnagel, and if I was posha bishmirosoi, and because of my psi and the shmira, the Tarnagel created a hezek through ruach shebeknofov, my responsibility is because I didn't watch my Tarnagel. That is my response. And a Tarnagel is a dovo sheyesh by mamish. I'm a chuyiv to watch my Tarnagel. It shouldn't be mazik in any oifen whatsoever. I de koichoy, I de gufoy. So there's a chiyuv responsibility. And a moment she yes by mamish, it shouldn't be mazik b'chol loif and show. Agavuche, I was a little nisoyre when we started Babakame. We had mentioned the zachakire from Rab Shimon, another Achronim, how we understand the Chiyuv Tashlumim. If the Chiyuv Tashlumim is that who Chava Mazik L'Shalim Tashlumim Nezek B'Meita V'Oretz, who is the Mazik? If the Mazik is the Odom, that is a Chiyuv Shmire on the Baal HaShoyer, and by not being memale his chiyuv shmire, so therefore he's chayiv to pay. So the in Yesod, he's considered, he was mesaviv the hezek. That's together of Adam Hamazik. He was pishay bishmiras mamoinai. Or the second mahalach was that I'm a chayiv to pay. The hezek is that my momen made. That was the second mahalach. The loshen I was nesoira from the loshen of Toisvis. Toisvis seems to say like this first mahalach. Guf ha momen she posha boy she yesh loy lishme momen she loyazik. So Taisa seems to be saying the chiyev is he was paisheya bishmirosoi. I'm a chuyev to watch my town, the girl, and chiyuvim are only an adovo sheyesh by mamish. And I'm a chuyev to watch my town. That's the lashon of Taisa sheyesh loy lishma mamoine uposha boy. He was posha bishmirosoi. But that was the taina of Rabbi Yochanan, the Torah made obligations on a person to watch a dover sheyesh by mamish, not to watch a dover shein by mamish. Avo, but that's if you hold isha mishum amoinoi. So memeila, so Rabbi Yochanan said that amoine is by mamosha. Avo yesh chetz, but if yod ishe mishum chitzov, then he understands beautifully that there's a chiyuv on a chetz, even though the chetz is ain by mamish. Avo yesh chetz she ain by mamoshes, ki goin shiber kli beruach piv. That means a person will blow on a keli, and by blowing on the keli, let's say for practical purposes, so it was on a shelf, and they'll blow on it, and it'll fall down and break. So there the chiyuv is, what was mazik? His koyach was mazik. He's responsible for his koyach, koyche kegufoy, but his koyach was mazik. And that koyach is aimed by mamish. So memeila, so we find there is a chiyuv on koyach with no mamoshes whatsoever. V'yesh eish aimed by mamoshes. So memeila, there's an eish also aimed by mamish. Goin shal heves beloy galcheles. You'll have a shal heves without a gecheles. Kedemrinim b'seif beyem. Hilkach domei lahadodi. This we do find, that there's a chiyuv of chetz, of koyach, even though the etzem koyach has no mamoshes. Shem b'shnei mamoshes. Ba'amazik sheposha bo'irach beguf ha'odom. There's a chiyuv on the odom not to be zayrik the chetz. Not to create this koyach. That is mazik. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So Bekitzer, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, the chiyuv of eish is the chiyuv is alts. Chitzov, we consider this is the koyach of the madlik, or is this the momen of the madlik? as we'll progress in the sugya, if it's the koich of the madlik, so it's equivalent to other mamazik. If it's the momen of the madlik, so it's not other mamazik. Zok the Gemara. Ma, we learned in the Mishnah, hakelev shenotol charore. A kelev took a charore v'holach legodish. So it says in the Mishnah that the Baal HaKelev pays for the Godish Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says as follows, Bishloima Lamandiyama Ishaim Mishum Chitzot. If you hold Ishaim Mishum Chitzot, that means the Madlik Ha'esh is considered like whatever the Esh does is considered like this is the koyach of the madlik. That's the chiddush of Esh. Kiseitze Esh. Hamaver asabeira. It's considered that he burnt the beira. Since we attribute the Be'ero, the flame to the Maver, he burnt it, it's considered his Maise. So Memele, if that's the Gedder of Eish, is Chitz of the Kelevu. So Memele here, the Kelev took a Gachelev, and was Madlik a Godish. And that's the Chiddush of Eish. Whoever was Madlik the Eish, we consider that what the Eish goes by itself is Doilik Me'ilov is considered Ki'ilu. This is the Koyach of the Madlik. This is the Mais of the Madlik. So Me'ile, you have over here that the Kelev was Madlik the Godish by laying a Gecheles next to the Godish. So it's called the Koyach of the Kelev. No, so that is not the Koyach of Behemta is Soiris. So the Mishnah is beautiful. So therefore you pay Chitz of the Kelevu. So it's the Chitzav of the Kelev. And therefore Ala Godish you pay Chatzines. Elo leman de Omar Ishoi Mishum Mamoinoi. But if we will say that the Chiev is that I'm responsible for what my age did, as she said, the Eish I possess, according to Tosfos, the Eish I was Madlik, so it's my moment, I'm achroi for what my moment did. Hai eish lav mamaynay the Baal Kelevu. The eish is not the moment of the Baal Kelev. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Chitzov the Kelev hain. Mahavalei tzroiris. I mean, this is considered whatever comes about through the Maisa Hadlokis, considered the age that is going May Elov is considered Maisa Hamadlik. So Memela, this is called the Maisa of the Koyach of the Kelev. Mahavalei tzroiris. Ilkach Meshalim Chatzi Nezek. Ba'odom ha'madlik mishim hochi chayiv nezek shom shein din tzayres ba'odom. By Odom is a din of koichai kegufay. But if you learn according to Reish Lakish, so why is he chayiv lav mamoinai de bal kelevu el de bal charore? Who is the Rashi at start of the sugya by saying that the nafkamina between, or one of the nafkins between Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish is, who the gacheles belongs to. According to Reish Lakish, only chayiv, if the eish originates from the maigachelas, and then I'm a chuyiv alts mamainoi. So here it's the mamain of the bal chavor, it's the gachelas of the bal chavor. Now let us see Tosfos. Lav mamainoi de bal kelefu. So Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Hagavuche, we had learned, I would just like to mention, I saw a lotion in the Bichas Avrom. We had mentioned the last week, Ishei Mishum Chitzav, let's just see this Tosfos. Loishe Yavir Ba'atzmai Ha'esh. Doesn't mean that he himself made the Eish, al kol mokim sheposha v'loi shama gachal toichitzav nino. So the Rehitis Loshen of Tosfos would seem that afilo ishim ishim chitzav, you don't have to be madlik the Eish. We were ma'ira last week, Tosfos said it's ma'isav gom v'loi, Tosfos v'isav shizich have to be madlik. So I saw in Birchas Avrom, he also is Moira de Santaisvis. So he brings down the Alosh and Arosh, Vafilu Hidlik Ha'esh Beseich Shaloi. Even he was Madlik the Esh Beseich Shaloi. Uposha Bishmirosai. That means he was Madlik the Esh, not in the oifen that it's mazik. Ishim ishim chitzav means that, I threw a chetz. I did a maise hezik. So the dosh na rosh is vafilo hidlik eish besayich shaloi. I was madlik an eish. I was madlik, neiris. Uposha bishmirosai v'holach v'dolik besayich shal chaveri. Chashvin and kilu yora chetz b'yadayin v'hizik. So I say it is, that means the hezik that occurred al yidei p'shi osay shloi shoma ha'esh shehidlik. That means, and zich has to start with, that he was madlik deish. But his adloke does not have to be adloke of hezik. His adloke could be adloke of ano, but ayidei pshiye bishmirose, it became a chetz. So that's what Tosfos says. Loi sheyavir ba'atzmai ha'esh, not that he has to be madlik, the ba'atzmai ha'esh al gedishay shel chaveir. That's what Tosfos means. Not that he has to be zeirik a chetz on the davar hanizik. He could be posha bishmirosoi on the eish that he was doilik before, but yizicha need his maise hadloke by the chiyav of eish. Ishim ishim chitzav avadi gibis, and Tosfos holds ishim ishim amoinoi, you don't need his mamin, aber klei mechiyav amoinoi yesh boi. So Tosfos holds that Faket doesn't have to be your moment, but by being madlik the eish, you become a bal ha'esh. It's called your eish that's masik. So now lav momoinoi de bal kelefu. So Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara. Well, let's look who the owner of the gachelas is. The owner of the gachelas is the bal acharore. Tosfos holds you don't have to be the owner. You look who's madlik it. It's not necessarily has to be the madlik is called the balaish. So Tosfos says, do who lohid likoi? He wasn't madlik it. When his kelev took the charore with the gachelas attached to it. So the Bala Kelev was not madlik it, Val Eish shel Kalboy, but now let us, when his Kelev took the Gacheles to the Godish, so the Kelev was Madlik the Godish. So let us consider, so this is the Eish of the Baal HaKelev, because his Kelev made this Eish, and according to Tosfos, that's sufficient. So Tosfos says, Val Eish shel Kalboy loichi yaftei Torah. And the Eish that his Kelev made, if I made an Eish, it's called Mamoinoi. If my mommy made an Eish, I'm not responsible for that it should be called my Eish because my mommy made it. So that is Pshan the Gemara's Kash. That means the Gemara's Kash is, if you hold Ishay Mishum Mamoinoi, so this Eish that he kindled, the Godish, the Baal HaKelev was not Madlik it, and I'm not responsible for the Eish that my Kelev was Madlik. So Mamela, so it's not, as I'm not Mechuyiv, I'm not Achoy, and this Eish, it's not called Ishoy. I wasn't Madlik it, and I'm not responsible for the Eish that my Kelev was Madlik. Frektoisis, why not? Va'afa gav v'legabi boir itztrich miyit ish boir v'lo yishar boir kemrinim b'shor shenogach esapor. Frektoisis, amir adike kashe. A person is responsible for the actions of his moment. Without a miyut, my shor doga boir, and someone would fall into the boil, I'd be responsible. Why am I responsible? Well, your mom and dog a boil. So Mamele, so just like when you dig a boil, you're responsible for the hezek that comes out through you, become a bala boil, and you're responsible for the hezekis that come out through this boil. So if you share daga boy, you would also be responsible. Say, so, Baruch Hashem amir, ki yichre ish boy v'loy share amir, ish boy v'loy share boy. I'm not responsible for the boy my share created. So amir, but without amir, vice toys. Well, you're mechuyev on the actions of what your mom and does. Kiilu, you had done it. So Mamela Vaktaisus Akasha, so what's the problem over here? So my Kelev was Madlik the Godish, so there's no Miyut Ish Eish Velo Ishair Eish. There's no such Miyut. So Mamela, so my Kelev was Madlik an Eish, so I'm responsible for this Eish. So what's the problem? So it's considered my moment. Trei ish ksivi, mikol mokem, poshet leile talmud, mishumeze droshe, de potter al eish behemtoi, de gimel oveis nemlu bishel v'lo yaisa. So Tosfos says, Tosfos got stuck a little, so what's pshat in the Gemara? My moment was Madlik Teish. I'm responsible for this Eish that was created through my moment. So Taisa says, the Gemara knew there's a drosha that I'm not responsible for the Eish of my behemoth. The Gimel Ovis Nemru B'Sheir V'lo Yaisa. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little, the Nachlas David elaborates on this Taisa's. To this two Mahalchim in Tosfos, and there's Schwerigkeiten on both Mahalchim, then he wants to say Pshat. The beginning of the Teretz and the end of the Teretz are very unclear. Tosfos says, Poshit leila Talmud mishum eze drosha de potter al eish behemtoi. Chazal knew I'm potter. How did Chazal know? This is a drosha. I don't, Tyson didn't know, but Chazal knew that it was another poshit. The gimel aveis nemru bishar b'lai b'yaisa. So, others loim shatan taisvis, the rajba loim shatan taisvis. We had a parais in daf beis amad beis, gimel aveis nemru bishar. Karen, ashen, varegel. It says ki yigach, and it says vishilach, and it says bi, will be here. There are three aveis that were nemru bishar. Karen, shen, varegel. Now, it says three of us, so fine. So we don't know that this is a psadrash. It says this, it says this, it says this. Maybe if Asher is mazik with Eish, maybe you also chay. So they say, no, no. The Chazal knew if it says ki yigach and el bir, if Ishilach, this is a miut. How Chazal knew this? I don't know. But this is a miut. Dafkis vu negiche. I'm only responsible for the negiche, for the regal and the shein of the share, and that's it. Chazal knew this. How they knew this, I don't know. But they knew it. Finished. So if I have a miut, there's a miut that says I'm only responsible for these three actions of my share. So my share makes an eish. I have a miut, I'm potter. That's one mahalach in Taisvis. So on this mahalach, the Rashba says, I don't understand. If this is a miut, so why do you need a new drash ish boil v'lo yishoyer boil? When Chazal were looking for an eitzer, when Chazal were looking for a makir, how do I know if my shoyer made a boil, I'm potter, so there was an extra ish boil v'lo yishoyer boil. Like the Rashba, you, there's a new drash over here. Sholish ovois nemru b'shoyer. And this is a miut. Whatever else the shoyer does, you're potter. So memele, so that's the Rashba's kash and tais. That's how the Rashba understood tais. The drash is this miut of sholish ovois nemru b'shoyer. So he says, so why do you need a new miut of ish boil b'lai sherba? That's one way to learn pshat and tais. There's another mahalach to learn pshat and tais. The Maharam wants to say pshat and tais. A different mahalach. The pshat and taisvis is as follows. Shalosh avos nemru b'shoyer is not a drash. No. Shalosh avos nemru b'shoyer. Chazal tell us shalosh avos nemru b'shoyer. You're only responsible for the keren of the shoyer, the shein of the shoyer, the regel of the shoyer. That's what Chazal is telling us. These are facts of life. How did Chazal know this? Well, by Boer, they said a drosha. Mistama by Eish is also a drosha. I don't know the drosha. But I do, these are facts of life. The Baraisin says, Sholosh Avos Nemru B'Shoyer. This is not the Mekayer, but this is a Gilui that Chazal knew this. That I'm only responsible of these three actions of my Shoyer. Ken and Shein v'Regel, but something else not. In Chazal knew, Bistava, there's a drash. And Boer, where the Gemara tells us the drash. By Eish, Bistava, there's a different drash. I don't know what the drash is, but it's relevant. But in the Baraisa, we see, Shalosh Shavis Namu B'Shem. Before we go further, I'd like to be more a personal ha'ore, which I really don't know pshat. We had mentioned Achazaynish on Daf Lamed Beis. There's a Gemara further on Daf Lamed Beis that says Amir de Kizach. And the Gemara, the Achazaynish is Medarik this from a Gemara, but it would seem from the Gemara as follows. I have a shoyer, and I have a Rishus HaRabim that's Chveis, it's chveis 5 feet wide, behol Rishu Saram, a small Rishu Saram, and my share decides to lay down in the middle of the Rishu Saram, finish, it's laying down in the middle of the Rishu Saram. Another share passes by, it doesn't see my share, it trips, and it's mazik itself. So the Gemara, from the Gemara, tzim yuchayiv. The Gemara seems yuchayiv. So the Chazon Ish says, the Baal HaShe'er, the Baal HaShe'er, who his She'er decided to be Roivitz Be'emtza Shusaram, I'm responsible. So the Chazon Ish says, this is the Loshon of the Chazon Ish, the Chihechi Ditzorech L'Shoimroi L'Shoiroi, just like he has to watch his She'er. May has the Keren. I have to watch my She'er, it shouldn't be Mazik Be'Keren. It shouldn't be mazik b'shein v'regu. Tzorech l'shoimroi shlo yirbatz b'rshus harabim v'yayos haboyer. I have to watch my share, it shouldn't become a boyer. That's also my responsibility. As is it the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish Mestamba learned that the drash of ish b'yayos haboyer, I'm not responsible for if my share made a boil, but if my share became a boil, I'm mechuyev to make sure my share should not become a boil. The lashon of Taisus over here that said this lashon shalosh avos nemru b'share by Taisus, there's no more responsibilities. I don't know klar how this stems with the Chazon Ish. I'm mechuyev to watch my share shouldn't become a boil. Shalish Ovis Namru Bishar. Okay, that's a whole. But just wanted to mention this. Should Labayne don't understand. But let's go back to the second Mahalach. The second Mahalach that, is Pshat is, Taisus is telling us, I don't know the Drash, but if Chazal tell us Shalish Ovis Namru Bishar, that's it. Sholosh Ovos Nemru B'Sher, so whatever else Asher does, I'm potter. Frekt, so the Nachos Dovid brings down a Moiridike Kashe, I think that the Maram is this Kashe, so he says, so finished. Chazal told us that you're only responsible for three actions of Yeshua, Karen, Shevereg. Mistamad is that Rash that says I'm not responsible for the age of my Yeshua. So he says, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yechayim on the age of your Kelev. Moses, Bishloim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's chitz of the caliph. No problem. Yechayim. The caliph was madlik hagodish. Yechayim. Chitz of the caliph. According to Reish Lakish, it's not the momen of the bala caliph. So Tosfos says to Kashi, but his caliph made this? No, there's a, I'm not responsible for, there's a drash someplace. I don't know, look in Yerushalmi, look in Sifri Zut. There's a drash someplace that I'm not responsible for the Eish of my Keller. Because it says, Sholei Shovis Nemru B'Sher. So there's a drash. So what did Rabbi Yochanan do with this drash? All of a sudden, the Gemara knew there was a drash. They knew because it says, Sholei Shovis Nemru B'Sher. So if there's a drash, so why according to Rabbi Yochanan Yechayim? This kasha the Maram is. So the Nachlus Dovid says something very interesting. He says, our Taisvis was a little vague. Taisvis did not tell the drash. There's a drash. Taisvis and Daf Chabeis didn't tell us the drash. But let us look for 1 second on Daf Memches Amadalov. And that's Medaf Memches Amadalev. There's a Taisvis that tells us what the drash is. Ish boyer v'loy sheir boyer. This is the third Taisvis on Daf Memches Amadalev. V'im Taima ולאל פטרינם בלגומה כשלויסיק סחו למנדה אומה אישם משום ממויני. דד גמוס הסביעוד אישם משום ממויני I'm not responsible for the אש of my גומו. אף אגב לא הקסיד איש אש ולא איש איר אש. ויש לימה דהוס אמנם הקסיב תויסס סנת רש. שלם ישלם המעביר אס הבאירו. דמשמה דווקא כשמעביר עצמוי הוא משלם. דמעביר has to be the משלם. A very interesting drash. The maver has to be the mishalem. So if the behema was the maver, the behema is not the mishalem. Hamaver es habeira. So we put a maver, there's only a din tashlumim if the maver is about tashlumim. But if the maver is about tashlumim, so memela there's no chiv. Finished. Taisvis found a drash in this posik. So Tanachlus Dovid, a beautiful teretz, that the Gemara says later, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ishay Mishum Chitzov. It's called, he did it. So the Gemara says, how does Rabbi Yochanan know this? Because it says, Hamavir es Abeira, the Torah says, he burnt it. That means the envy, the Beira, the fire, that he was madlik a ner on his table, and Yenim's godish got burnt after 5 hours. Hamavir es, he burnt that fire. He made that fire. So you say, we see kol ishim ishim chitzel. So memele, so the Nachlas David says, Rav Yochanan had something he dashed from this Hamavir. This Hamavir is coming to tell us that he did it. Reish Lakish didn't learn pshat like this because it's not called Hamavir es Abeira. So this is a drash which is only suitable for Reish Lakish. He had an extra Hamavir, so Reish Lakish made a drash. Shalem Yishalem Hamavir. That when is there a din tashlumim if the one that was madlik it is about tashlumim? So Reish Lakish had a drash. Rabbi Yochanan bechlal didn't have a drash. So let's go back to the Gemara. Yeah, lav momoinei de bal kelefu, oma lechore shlokish, ocheb mayaskinen, adye aduye. It is speaking about that the kelev who carried the charoru with the godish, he threw the gacheles on the godish. So now, Reish Lakish makes a cheshbon. Da'al charore mishalem nezik sholem. Now, let's see, this caliph, in that short period of time, made a chuban. He did a lot of things over here. So, like this. Da'al charore mishalem nezik sholem. The charore that he ate, he went into someone's rishus, and he took a charore with a gechelas, and the charore pays nezik sholem. Balmokim gacheles. Now the place where the gacheles landed, mishalim chatzi nezek. That is called. That means he threw just like by tzreiris. He throws a tzreir that breaks a keli. So that's called the koyach of the kelev. If he throws a glowing coal, so the place where the glowing coal burns, so that's tzeiris, you pay chatzi nezek. But that, what the fire progressed and burnt down the whole godish, al godish kula potter, that then is taken potter. Now what the Mishnah says, that you pay chatzin nezik is only on the mokim agachelas, and that is al tzoyres, or we'll see another malach in Rashi. It's called mishune. It was put down in the mishune dekoifim. So then, on that you pay chatzin nezik. But, that you pay chatzin nezik. And on the Godish you put, V'Rav Yochanan who holds Isha Mishum Chitzot. So Memele, he has a different pshat. The Anche Anuchi, he didn't throw the Gacheles, he put it down. Al Charorev Al Mokim Gacheles Mishalim Nezik Sholem. This is called Gufa, he put it down, so this is called Gufa. This you pay Nezik Sholem. Ala Godish, and the whole Godish, Mishalem Chatzi Nezik, you pay Chatzi Nezik, because this is Tzoyres, this is Koyche. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Da'adye Eduye, Shezokai, he threw it down. Val Mokeim Gachelos, what does it mean? Mokeim Shenofl, Mishalem Chatzinezek, the Tzoyre saying, Va'kelev Asom, this is not, was Memele, this is the Kelev, he threw down a glowing coal, and the Mokim that the Gachelos burnt, that's called Maise the Kelev, Lishnachine, the Mishunahu, the Pechatzinezek, als Mishunah. Val Godish Kulei Pota, the Ishai Mishum Mamainai, Vahai Lab Mamainayu. This is not the moment of the Bala Kelev. Utsreirais Lekelameime, you can't say that the Bal HaKelev should be Chayiv Otsreiris, to Mimokim Gacheles Ve'iloch Dolke Eishmei Leo. After the Mokem HaGecheles, the Eish is going by itself, according to Reish Lakish. Not al yedei koichoi shel HaKelev. Umishim hochi ukmi ba'adi yaduye. Why did the Gemara have to say it's speaking about they threw down the Gecheles and the Mokem HaGecheles shepei chatzinezik? The amche ima charor ki uche, because if you'll say he put down the gacheles together with the charore, leimotzi lemisni chatzinezek amidi, so then there's no chatzinezek. The Mishnah says, you pay chatzinezek. Tamokim gacheles, chayv nezek sholem, duchi ulitol charorim gacheles. And the Mishnah says, you pay, alagodish, you pay chatzinezek. So, in according to Reish Lakish, this has to mean the Mokim HaGecheles. So, Al Kochoch, you have to say that he threw it on the Mokim HaGecheles. V'Rabbi Yochanan Doma Ishim Mishum Chitzov, Mokim Lo, B'da'amche Kiyulche. He put down the Gecheles Kiyulche. Bal Charore Nezek Shalom Dishaini on the Choris Chayiv Al Shein. Pamokim Gecheles Nezek Shalom Diuchei Ubi Yodayim Ovid. Pagodish Kule Chatzi Nezek Techitze Dekelavu Vahainu Tzchayres. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis, the Adye Aduye, he threw it, Avimotsi, look at me, Ba'anach Anuchi Aide Shinoi, he put it down, not through a Shinoi, then he'd be Chayv Chatzinez, the Kalskeren, Kimrinem Bereish Pirkim, Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'anche Anuchi, Lemotsi Lameima, Ba'adye Aduye, let us say that he threw it down, Val kol agodish chatzinezik, and then inside the mokim agacheles, inside the rest of the godish, you'll be chayiv chatzinezik. So Taisi says, because no, if he threw it down, so the mokim agacheles is tzoyres, and the rest of the Godish is Koyach Koychoi. And we had a Shaila before of Koyach Koychoi ke Koychoi Domi Olaf. The Koyach Koychoi Olaf ke Koychoi Domi. I will call Shara Godish Potter, then he'll be Potter on Koyach Koychoi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Gomol Toun Pishton. A gomol was loaden with flax. Ve'ovar b'rishus harabim. He was walking through the rishus harabim. Nichnisa pishtonai l'soich hachanus. And the pishton of the gomol entered a chanus. Vidolkoi b'neiroi shelchanvini, and now it got ignited, it got kindled through the inside the chanus. There was a nail burning by the chanvini. He needed some illumination inside. So memele, and this the pishton that was on the gomel entered the chanus and got kindled from the nail of the chandani. And this gomel is walking along in the Rishus Haram with a burning pishton on his back. He have long strands of pishton. Vehidlikes habiro, and while walking, so the flame, it was started, kindled a building. Then a whole building burnt down. Baal gomol chayiv. So the baal gomol is chayiv, and we'll see later, because he had loaded too much pishton on the gomel, that when the gomel is walking in the Rishus Harabim, the pishton should not be so much that it should enter the chanus of the chanoyes. People have candles inside the chanoyes. That was their ways of illumination. So you have to make sure when you put a masi of pishton on a camel, it should not be so much that it would enter the chanoyes. So he's responsible for the actions of his gomel. Hiniach chenveni neiroi mibachutz. What if the chenveni put his neir mibachutz? Is chenveni chayiv. That means he had a light outside. He put there was a ner outside of his chanus to light up his shenot to go into his store. And the gomel was passing by, and the pishton gets ignited from the ner shebachutz. Chenveni chayiv. The chenveni is chayit. Rab Yehuda Oimer b'ner chaneke poter. Omer dike chiddush. Rab Yehuda says, if this was chaneke and the baal chenveni was madlik ner chaneke, so even though because of this haneres halolu onu madlikem, he made a big person meinise the whole city burned down because of this, because the gomel was passing by and it got caught with his neiris chanukah. He's potter because it's berushus mitzvah. He's kind of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah persume nisse. So memele, he's potter. It seems a more the kachidish that since he has Rishus to do this, als Rishus mitzvah, there's no tashlum in the zok. And the Tanna Kama holds, I agree with you 100% the zicha mitzvah, but when you say haneres halolo, you stand outside there you sing Moisur outside also, and you waited till a half an hour, till after this man Pirsum Nisse, because there's traffic going. The Gmalim are ungeladen with pisht, and there's flammable objects passing around in the Rishus Haram. So everything you'll say, Moisur, everything, you just stand there and watch it. That's the Svara of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's not even mechuyev to do that. Anyway, so now let's get back to the first halacha. Bishloim eleman di oma ishem mishem chitzim. The first halacha was that the pishton that got kindled from the ner besoich hachanus burnt down the whole house, and it says the balagomel is chayiv. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishlam amando meishem mishum chitzov. So chitzov the gomelu. So it's very good. That means the gomel that was madlik the bira. This is considered the koyach of the gomel. It caught onto a house, and I fill with a ruach metzuya, and this is chitz of the gomel. So the baal of gomel is chayiv, or be chayiv chatzi nezik. Elo lemandi oma mishum momoinoi, but if you say, like Reish Lakish, that the chiv is alz momoinoi, hai eish lav momoina de baal gomelu. This eish is not the momain of the baal gomel. That means, according to Rashi, it's the eish of the baal hachanus. According to Tosfos HaKaponim, I'm not chayiv of the hadloke that my gomel made. I'm not chayiv for the hadlokeh, so memele, I wasn't madlik it. I'm not responsible for the hadlokeh of my gomel. Omer lecho Reish Lakish, oche b'mayeskinan b'misachseches kol habiro kula. It's speaking about, it was standing in front of this bira, this building. Now the pishton is burning, and the whole bira is getting singed or burnt from the flames of the pishton. And we are not speaking about that the eish went further. Not what the eish went further. That's already. You're not responsible, that's Isha Mishum Amoinai. But the first contact that the Eish that's on the back of the Gomel that has with the Bira, with this building, this is singeing and burning the outer layer of the building. So this is Chayiv, the Taisa Ben Peret says, like Schliffshella, this is like a Masli, this is Regal. As the Behemoth is walking and it's burning it, it has a burning, just like a Schliff will be Mazik something, so it's carrying a Masli, which is considered like the Gufa Behemoth, and this is a burning Masli, and it's burning the outside surface of the bira. So this is called gufoi. This is called like shlifshala, like the gufa beima. Frag the Gemara, ihochi eimo seifa. If it's speaking about that it's mesachsech the bira, im hiniach achenveni neiroi mi bachutz chenveni chay. The I mesachseches amai chay. If it's misachsech, am I chayiv. Now, Tosfos has a mahalach, not the way I'm going to say over now. This is a different halach. I'd like to say over the way the Nachlas David wants to say pshat and the Gemara, it could be Rashi also learned like this. The Nachlas David says, if it's speaking about Mesachsech, so he says as follows. You have over, let us just understand the case as follows. You have a person who left a ner mibachutz unattended, which is dangerous. That means there's traffic going, there are flammable masois going, and if you left your ner unattended mibachutz, it's very olol that something will get caught, it'll start burning, it'll burn other things. So we could look at it that Be'emison, the leaving a ner outside and animals pass by with flammable objects, so that's like a ruach metzuye, it's going to catch on. Now these flammable objects will catch on to buildings also. So then, there we could say that, there we could say the person who put the nair outside, he's the one that is causing all these things to occur. Well, whatever happens later is like a ruach metzuyet. Flammable objects pass by, an animal is carrying a flammable object, so it's burning already, so some houses could burn down. So this is considered a ruach metzuyet. This is olul to occur, and therefore the chemveni is chayiv. But if it is speaking about that the gomol is burning biyodayim, in other words, we're not saying it's an eish that caught on and is traveling from Ruach Metzuya, we're speaking about that the gomol biyodayim is burning down the bire. So then the Nachlas David wants to say, so the hezek of the gomel is a hezek biyodayim. The hezek of the bal haner is not a hezek biyodayim. That means this nezek is, by leaving a ner unattended, hezekis could happen. So he says, then we attribute the whole chiyuv tashlumim, or the whole hezek, to the one who's making it be your dime. So memele, so that's the Gemara's kasha. If it's speaking about b'machseches kol abira kulo, that the gomol biyodayim is singeing and burning the outer layer of the bira, so why the same in the chem v'ni neirim b'chutz chem v'ni chayiv? Why is he chayiv? Then the Bala Gomel should be chayiv, because we attribute the hezek to the one who's doing it by yodayim, not the one who was peisheya b'neiroi and ruach metzuye made it go further. So the Gemara says k'sha'omda, it's speaking about that the Gomel is standing there. So the Moses don't understand, so that doesn't help the situation. Omdo v'sichsecho, it's standing there and it's singeing the whole bire. Koshkein dechem v'nipoter abal gomol chayiv. I don't understand what you answer me. Omar Rav Huna bar Manoach mishmei deravike hocho b'mai askinon kigoin sheomdo lahatil meimel. That means the maise is as follows. The maise is the gomol who has a burning load of pishton decided, and it's standing right in front of a building, and it is burning the whole outside surface of the building. So there was a problem. The owner of the gummel should tell his gummel, he sees what's happening, he should get the gummel to start moving. So it's speaking about the gummel with at that time had to be matel meimel. So meimela, so he can fight city hall. The gummel wants to stand there, so the gummel's going to stand there. He can't do anything about it. So meimela on the maisa hagummel, the bala gummel is pot. He can't do anything with the gummel. You can't. He should start something. The gummel is persistent, now standing there. So he's not responsible. So then we give the responsibilities, or the responsibilities go over to the Baal Hanel. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bira bayis gadol. B'nei chaneke poter. Shemitzvah lanicha b'shus harabim. Lefirsumei nisa, als pirsumei anes, achsach mer, der samseifem, mesach, the Shabbos says, that the Tanakama held, als pirsum anes, we mentioned once for it, could it be pirsum anes, but you sit there and make sure that it won't be mazik. But, I think the samseifem says, that the Tanakam held als Pirsum Anes, a store is a place where people come in. So you could very readily be Mekayim your Pirsum Anes with the customers that come in. You don't have to be Mefarsam Davke for the Bnei Rishus Arabim, since you have customers coming into your store, so that is sufficient Pirsum Anes. Lav mamayni de balgomuhu, elo de chembini. Masachseches es kola biro, shagomul uiver bifnei a kola biro. Umesachsechoi, it's singeing in the whole biro. The vadai habikuloi kemokim gacheles. The whole outer surface of the burnt building is the mokim gacheles. That's hareish. Avul ba'almesh eish eileches mi'aleo la'afchitzavim. Then take reshloki shows it's not chitzo. Misachseches madlekes. Kshaomdo omet agomu ben kaimoi. Besichsech eskol abire it's standing there. Shehoiso chavilosa gedoilo kineged kol abiro. It was Kineged kol abira, and it was singeing all abira, but Tamud Shabbat lasuki lemilse, he didn't let him finish. Koshken shahoy loy lamayel and aga shalay tisachsach. So what's it? It's standing. So let him start making it move. So the Gemara says, ba'omda lahatel meimel the onesu. He's an onus. He can't move the gomel. So memele, that is why he is potter and the bal hachnus is chayiv. Misachseches kolabir, let us see, toisvis, tahave kulo mokim gacheles. Vi misachseches amaych, so toisvis has a different shot. Vi misachseches amaych chayiv achenveni hakul. Not the kash is why he's chayiv. He's also chayiv. He was careless with his gachelis, with his neah. So he's chayiv, but he has a shutev. Gam bala goma is chayiv imoy. Kivin shigam hu peshei besichsuch. He sees that the gomo is burning down this building. So he has a shutev. Aval ibaloy misach seches neche. The loy havele lasuki adaiti shinemi bachutz. He didn't have to think that this would occur, and everything could have occurred without the knowledge of the balagomo. It got caught. the nail got caught into the pistol. The pistol got kindled from the nail. Then the pistol was madlik the building, and he could not know about the whole thing. Avokivin dukmer misach seches yevsha, that the beim is standing there and singeing the whole building. Yevsha shlo yirad leke. Given should they like us, kol kach shemisach seches, kol abira derech iluke. This is a big flame that is happening. So the bala gomel zich aware, koyle lahachi kolomoyna miloy seleches misach seches. So there's another shutef in the hezek. So why is the bal achnus chayv completely? Vaylefor shemai chayv chemveni balagomi yischayv akoyl, that the bal achemveni should be in gans and potter, the lakam and porich. Later the Gemara asks, when a kelev shenotol charore, so we say the bal akelev is chayv and the sreifes hagodish. So the Gemara says, "Lichayev bala gechelus." He's not an only one in this hezek. The bala gechelus should also be chayev. V'avu bishabala kele posh, aber gam bala gechelus yeshli yischayev shlisham gechaltoi. So memele. So here, not the kasha is why is the bal achanus chayev? He's a chayev. He was pesheya. B'neiroi, but the kash is why is he completely chayiv? He has a shutif, the baal akel, baal agomo. Mishanik shomta, kloyma lav mersach seches derech ilucha, alabomda b'moke mechot. He's standing v'hirbe kol kach b'masa, shemersach seches kol abira b'amida. Uporich to koske heavenly potter. Again, potter, la potter legamri. A kloyma potter michelke shabala gomo. The yaisa misas cheches bamide mishilo haisa leches reveres b'leikov. So he's zicha aware of it. So he zicha should have made sure that his gomo should move. Mishanik sham de lahatome mer de onesu bamide zu.